Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Greg Griffith at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. We have been serving cattle producers here in Stockyard City for over 100 years, and the nine commission firms at our market will showcase your cattle to the best buyers. It's still one of the largest stocker and cattle feeder markets in America. Bring your cattle to one of those nine firms here in downtown Oklahoma City, and they will work hard to get you top dollar for your animals. Come and watch your cattle sale. Enjoy Stockyard City. Eat a tasty steak and shop for a pair of boots. We look forward to working for you at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
The cattle futures today made a new high for this move. The feeder cattle across the board up about $1.80 to $2.05, and then live cattle are anywhere from about $1 to $1.40 higher. Both of those made new highs for this move. We've had about 25 straight days of rally here, and we've rallied about $18.60 a hundred on the November feeders, about $14.20 on the December live cattle. So we've got back all of what we lost before the Tyson fire, plus a little bit there on the feeder cattle and live cattle. Now, but both of those contracts are becoming overbought. Some people say that relative strength index is a good measurement of the momentum, and right now, they're nearing 75% with the November feeder 71.5 and then the December live cattle 72.6. So there's some people here thinking, well, the market's been rallying for 25 days. The market's getting overbought. So might be time to look at doing something. We've seen some of that. The lean hogs, rather, down about 62 cents in December at 68.97. They have really been pretty steady since the summer without a whole lot of action here. Most of the hog traders are eyeing the pork sales to China. Last week was a record. And I've noticed significant optimism surrounding the pork futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, we had an eventful grain futures market today. We finished about a penny lower in corn, 3 to 4 higher in the soybeans, Chicago wheat up 1 to 3, Kansas City up 3 to 5. The cotton reversed down with December cotton down 166 at 62.22. Most of today's action was actually focused on what happened on Friday with the U.S. and Chinese headlines. Trump acted like we had a pretty significant deal going, $40 to $60 billion worth of ag goods. But then this morning early, the Chinese acted like they still want to talk and negotiate some of the deal. So it doesn't sound like it's a set in stone thing at this moment. But we did have a mixed bag here. If you look at the charts here, the December corn has been rallying since the middle part of September. And we also had a freeze overnight and over the last couple of days that could impact some of the northern states, and the Dakotas, Nebraska, Minnesota. Of course, their crop is significantly behind schedule, and then a freeze kind of ends the growing season, so that could limit production. I've seen as much as 160 million bushels of corn predicted lost because of the freeze. Some people say about 70 million bushels of soybeans. Of course, it's hard to know at this point. It's a long-term thing to find out, but there could be some significant losses. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading suitable for you in light of your financial condition.